Serving Jehovah during difficult times in Venezuela. In recent years, Venezuela has experienced an unprecedented economic and social crisis. A witness named Edgar says, "Within just a few years, the standard of living dropped so drastically that it felt as if we had moved to another country without even leaving home." What helped Edgar adapt? He says, "My wife Carmen and I thought about the example of missionaries who moved to lands with limited resources and learned to do without even basic services. That motivated us to simplify our life and to take on new challenges, such as growing our own food." But Edgar and Carmen did even more. They reached out to comfort fellow believers, including the depressed. Edgar says, "More than just consoling them, we tried to encourage them to experience the joy of helping still others in need." Efforts in the ministry rewarded. At the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, Arjenis resolved to witness to his relatives. Some of them agreed to study the Bible by telephone. Arjenis also wanted his relatives who did not have internet access to benefit from the 2020 regional convention. A witness from a nearby town gave them digital recordings of the program. Then Arjenis' relatives borrowed a large screen TV and speakers. Arjenis phoned them before the program to say a prayer with them. Because of Arjenis' diligent efforts, 4 of his relatives and 15 others were able to attend. Motivated by faith and love. A married couple named Jairo and Joanna are the only ones in their congregation with a car, so they generously use it to help others. One challenge they face is that gasoline is in short supply. Jairo says, "We spend many hours, sometimes even all night, waiting in line to refuel." Jairo feels that their efforts to provide aid are worth it. He says, "When we deliver supplies to the brothers, it brings us joy to see them express gratitude, not to us, but to Jehovah, who gives his people everything they need." Everyone can help. Although in her late 20s, a sister named Noriani felt that she might be viewed as too young to be of real help to others. But then she read 1 Timothy 4:12. "Never let anyone look down on your youth. Instead, become an example to the faithful ones." That scripture moved Noriani to reach out to older ones in her congregation, helping them in their letter-writing ministry, and even inviting them to accompany her on her Bible studies. She also phoned them and sent encouraging text messages. Noriani says, "Jehovah has shown me that I can do a lot." Our brothers and sisters in Venezuela face many challenges during these difficult times. Nonetheless, they remain zealous in their ministry and are a source of great comfort to one another. Colossians 4:11.